Hello and welcome, everybody. It's 4:30 p.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's World News. Our top story for this half hour, the Iraqi military says its forces have retaken almost all of Tal Afar from Daesh and only a small area outside the city remains to be liberated. The military says the forces will declare complete liberation of the city after taking control of its surrounding areas. The announcement came after troops recaptured the neighborhoods of Sinai and Askari from Daesh terrorists on Sunday. The Tal Afar operation began less than a week ago, and the military has made a faster than expected advance on the ground. The city is of strategic significance as it lies on a terror supply route connecting the recently liberated city of Mosul to the border with Syria. Iraqi forces are also fighting to dislodge the terrorists from the supply route north of Tal Afar. The city is one of the last urban bases of Daesh in Iraq. Well, joining us now is author and journalist Mr. Stephen Lenman, who's with us from Chicago. Mr. Lenman, welcome to the program. With the liberation of Tal Afar basically being inevitable, it means that the Daesh Takfiri terrorists are facing a total and complete defeat in Iraq, aren't they?
Yeah, it certainly seems like it's going in that direction. I wrote a disturbing article this morning about Syria. It relates to what's going on in Iraq. Russia says that al-Nusra and gangs connected to it have 25,000 fighters in Syria. It said ISIS has 9,000 fighters. What America does is deploy these people, these fighters, these terrorists, wherever they want them sent. So they send them from one city to another in Syria. They do the same thing in Iraq. The situation in Mosul, we know what happened there. What wasn't reported in the Western media was the city was raped and destroyed. It was less a battle of against ISIS and more a battle against about destroying the city. Well, many of the ISIS fighters were redeployed cross-border to Syria. I'm sure ISIS and others deployed elsewhere in Iraq. The same thing may happen in Tal Afar. I'm certain, I haven't read about this, I'm certain that ISIS fighters in Tal Afar have been sent out of the city elsewhere. So they may be defeated in Tal Afar, but they may resurface elsewhere in Iraq, in Syria, elsewhere in the region, and more can be recruited all the time. So the battle in Iraq and Syria and elsewhere, these battles are far from won. They can continue. I was shocked to see the Russian estimate of the fighters in Syria right now. And these are just al-Nusra and gangs connected to it. And ISIS, there are other groups that have not joined, have not ended the conflict. So we could see war in Syria going on. I don't know for how long. It could go on endlessly, and the same thing could happen in Iraq. And just as disturbing, America has said its generals and others that America is not leaving Iraq or leaving Syria, something like, quote, when ISIS is defeated. Well, they don't intend to let ISIS be defeated. It'll be continued. There'll be more fighters recruited. They'll be sent to other areas. So these wars can continue endlessly. And the misery for the Iraqi people and the Syrian people, I see no end to it.
And the question in that regard is if the Daesh Takfiri terrorists and their kin set up cells in other countries, will the U.S., the so-called U.S.-led coalition, also take their war to those countries as well?
Well, ISIS is a U.S. creation, supported by America, supported by NATO, supported by Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Israel, goes on and on and on. Same thing for al-Nusra. Russia was furious with Washington when it refused to designate and certainly not attack al-Nusra, which of course is al-Qaeda in Syria, refused to attack them, supposedly attacking ISIS, but really not attacking ISIS. Maybe remnants of ISIS forces that remain in areas that are being terror bombed in Mosul in Iraq, in Raqqa in Syria, in Tal Afar now in Iraq. So there are remnants of these fighters remaining, but I think the main forces have been sent elsewhere, even though in Syria and in Iraq, ISIS has really been decimated. Their ranks have been greatly depleted from the numbers they had before. But instead of ISIS, we can see other groups coming. America wants regime change in Syria. It's controlling Iraq mostly, with, especially with American forces there and U.S. bases there. America has, in an article I wrote, seven bases in northern Syria. There's at least one in southern Syria. So where's the end of this? I don't see an end to this. It can go on. Russia, if Russia hadn't intervened in Syria, Syria would have fallen. Iraq would be, Iran would be isolated, and it would be the next country to be attacked. So far, that hasn't happened, and I hope that Russia will maintain its intervention, which I think it will. There were officials in Iraq that wanted Russia to intervene there, but President Abadi would not go along with it, so that didn't happen there, which is a shame because America would have gone in and forcefully attacked ISIS. It wouldn't have been the same situation that happened in Mosul and going on in Telfar now. The cities would not be ravaged and destroyed. And of course, we know what's going on in Raqqa. The city is being raped and destroyed, civilians being massacred. Wherever America goes to war, mass destruction and massacres follow. And that's what's going on in Syria. It's going on in Iraq. It's going on in Afghanistan. We know the Libya story. It's an endless story. I don't see an end to it.
Okay, thank you very much. Author and journalist Stephen Nunnan joining us from Chicago.